There's been an alarming rise in robberies of U.S. Postal Service letter carriers over the past couple of years. The Postal Service reported 412 letter carriers were robbed last year. And in just the first half of fiscal year 2023, 305 incidents have already been reported. That has now prompted the federal agency to come up with what it is calling Project Safe Delivery. The focus is on keeping mail carriers safe and making changes to mailboxes and other postal equipment. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Milwaukee is one of the cities that's been a trouble spot. Just weeks ago, the Justice Department announced indictments against five Milwaukee men accused of the armed robbery of postal carriers. And there was more tragic news last December when Milwaukee letter carrier Andre Cross was shot to death while delivering mail. During a vigil, Cross's former supervisor, Tracy Merrill, remembered the man she called Dre, saying she appreciated his supportive spirit.
We all got a job to do, but we still have to have an open heart. And Dre was that open spirit. He encouraged me when I was down. He encouraged me. Always encouraging words.
Federal prosecutors eventually charged two men with murder and two alleged accomplices with lying to investigators. The criminal complaint suggests some of the defendants may have been receiving illegal drugs in the mail. The matter has not yet gone to trial. The president of the letter carrier's local union, Dave Skoranek, says many of his 1,900 members walk a route and interact with the public. And he says those troubling incidents do have an impact.
I know people are reluctant, especially if there's something major like the murder of Brother Cross, where people are reluctant to go into the area, but it is our job, it is our duty to serve the American public, and we'll continue to do it.
The Postal Inspection Service investigates crimes against letter carriers. In an effort to track down people who are targeting them, it runs appeals seeking the public's help online.
It's Wanted Wednesday. This week's suspects are wanted for the robbery of a letter carrier in Millburn, New Jersey on May 13th.
The inspection service offers rewards of up to $50,000 for information leading to arrests and convictions. Project Safe Delivery includes more extensive steps. They're installing thousands of high-security collection boxes to make it harder for thieves to steal mail. They'll also replace about 49,000 so-called arrow keys that are used to open blue mailboxes with electronic locks. It's those keys criminals want to steal checks and other items. The Postal Service hopes the measures will spur more people to apply to become mail carriers. There are more than 630,000 postal workers in the United States. About one-third of those deliver the mail. At a recent job fair at the Milwaukee Hampton branch post office, manager Lydia Caldwell says any new hires will find she's dedicated to employee safety.
We give safety talks every day. We're consistently making our carriers aware. Always be aware of your surroundings. We go out on the street and we spot check to make sure that our carriers are safe.
The Postal Inspection Service urges customers to get involved in neighborhood watch groups to spread awareness about threats to people delivering the mail. Also, to keep an eye out for their carrier, and if they see something suspicious, call 911. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.